Welcome to the Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel. And this week, we'll be looking at the mental benefits of cooking with your aging parents.
Even if your aging parent is dealing with cognitive or physical challenges or limitations that make it more difficult for them to handle some basic things inside a kitchen, you know, such as the gadgets and the different, you know, equipment in the kitchen, it is still possible for them to basically enjoy cooking whatever it is that they're going through. What may happen also is that your aging parent or grandparent may not even be living in the same place with you. They may be living somewhere else. But today we are recommending at La Caribbean Taste that you use the technology, have aides, nurse aides who can assist them if they're doing independent living, whether they're doing independent living at home or they're in an independent living group home. Then what you can do is to still find a way to interface with them, because this is going to be very, very important, because some of the things that are that they'll benefit from as it relates to cooking with an aging parent or grandparent is that you will find that social engagement, you know, is extremely important, whether your parent is in the kitchen with you or with an elderly home services. As I said before, cooking can be a highly social experience. This is a time when you can talk not just about what you're preparing, but anything that happens to come across your mind during the systematic preparations or the times when you are waiting in between. You can have conversations and just let it flow. Enjoy the boost in their mental and emotional health. In fact, it doesn't matter what you speak to them about, they'll be more than happy to share with you. Remember, they're at that stage where they want to share with the next generation in terms of what happened. And when they're talking, by the way, it does help because they're not focused on any of the obstacles or challenges in their lives. Remember what I said before is that we can do this using technology or in person if they already live with us. And we are cautioning if they already live with us only because of the pandemic and sometimes because of the distance. So whether you're 5,000 miles away or in a totally different time zone, we're going to make time for elderly parents and elderly grandparents. Another benefit from this is that it triggers memories. The senses are very strongly linked to memory, especially the sense of smell. When your parent is in the kitchen, they are surrounded by sensory stimulation that triggers memories and helps keep their mind stronger and sharper. Encourage your loved one to talk about the memories that the taste, the smells, and the sounds and sights of the kitchen bring up, and share your own as well to create a more meaningful connection. Once upon a time, I remember when I was young. We've all heard those things. And by the way, as it relates to aging persons, it may not be persons that are within our families. It may even be our neighbors. And remember, this can be our grand aunts and our grand uncles and our aging aunts and our aging uncles. Here's another one. Exercise the mind. Just like your parent needs to exercise their body to stay healthy and strong, they also need to exercise their mind to keep it sharp and responsive. The process of cooking requires many activities that stimulate the mind in different ways. Your parent will need to use problem-solving skills to manage several different steps or tasks at once, math skills to handle measuring, and combining processing skills to ensure each step is completely, fully, and properly before moving on to the next. This helps to keep your mind stronger, well, helps to keep their mind, well, our minds too, stronger, and it wards off functioning decline like memory loss and other cognitive complications. Here's another one, emotional boost. Many seniors suffer from a sense of disconnection and a loss of relevance when they're no longer able to do all the things that they used to do for their families. Cooking, even if it is a simple recipe, is a way for them to enjoy a sense of accomplishment and enjoy a boost of feeling valuable and important in the lives of those that they love. Oh, this is so important. You know, one of the things that the kitchen will do, it is the heart of the family. It brings everybody together. Well, that's where we're fed, right? But it is so important that as we get caught up into our everyday lives, whether there's a pandemic or not, it is so important that we stop and take time out to check in on our elderly parents, grandparents, elderly granduncles, elderly grandaunts, elderly aunts, uncles, and our neighbors as well. And we find during the pandemic, we find safe ways to do so, so that we're protecting ourselves and we're protecting them. But remember now, we can use the technology to find, once you don't live in the same residence, you're not in the same pod, as a scientist would say, but you must use some time to make sure that they're okay. I can tell you, it works, you know, it really, really works. You know, just find something, even if they weren't like great cooks when they were younger, it doesn't matter. There is something that they can give you, some kind of nugget. The essence is not just about cooking, it's about connecting. And so this is extremely important. And it's not just helpful for them, it's helpful for the rest of the family as well. And this is a great time to share lots of laughs and lots of memories. And it really, really helps. We thank you so much for listening. It's always a pleasure to come to you from La Caribbean Taste Kitchens. And so we take, you know, we give you lots of love from our kitchen to your kitchen. And again, we thank you for joining us on our podcast this week. You may visit our website at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. You can check out our blogs, check out our recipes, and you can shop with us as well. Don't forget to be inspired by taste. I'm your host, Marcel, with La Caribbean Taste Podcast. Bye for now.